USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and Republicans seem to be applauding President Trump for walking away from any deal that might have been struck with North Korea's leader during their long-awaited second summit held in Vietnam. Trump having said the North wanted all sanctions lifted and that the U.S. couldn't do that because the North wouldn't go as far as America wants in denuclearizing. However, speaking through a translator, the foreign minister of North Korea says his country was only asking for some sanctions to be lifted.
We understood that it could be more difficult for the United States to take measures in the field of military yet. That is why we proposed the removal of partial sanctions.
U.S. House Democrats have pushed through another gun control measure that would expand background checks, but it's not expected to get very far in the Republican-led Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked in an interview what nation he thinks is the most evil in the world.
So you see it most clearly in the Islamic Republic of Iran. That is, they are exporting it in a way that few other nations are. They're trying to deliver that revolutionary Islamic zeal, not only inside of their own country, but now exporting it to Lebanon and to Syria and to Iraq and into Yemen. That's true evil. When it's not enough to put pressure on your own people and to deny them their freedom, and you want to go out and export that, that's true evil.
He was speaking last night on Fox News. President Trump says U.S.-backed forces have successfully retaken all of the territory once claimed by ISIS in Syria. The announcement coming as a bit of a surprise, though, to American officials and regional allies. One official with the Syrian Democratic Forces says ISIS troops are still fighting forces led by the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen will be returning to Capitol Hill on Wednesday for another round of questioning with lawmakers. Cohen spent Thursday behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee, and committee member Eric Smallwheel says he found Cohen to be very cooperative.
Based on, you know, what we've seen from Michael Cohen's, his plea that he's provided hours of testimony to the special counsel, this is a team that's moving expeditiously, doesn't have time to waste, and I would just conclude that, you know, looking at how long he spent with them as compared to others who have been relevant, it would appear that he has been quite helpful to me.
Also speaking with reporters after the interview, Democratic Congressman and the Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, explaining why Cohen will be back next week.
We are in communication with obviously Mr. Cohen and his counsel about further document requests following our interview today that we'll be able to discuss at our next session. We also went through documents in our possession, dozens of documents in our possession with Mr. Cohen, but we have additional document requests that we will be in discussion with him about.
Russian-born businessman and longtime Trump associate Felix Sater will testify at an open hearing of the committee on March 14th. Sater was once involved in the proposed plan to build a Trump Tower Moscow during the 2016 presidential campaign along with Cohen. Sater's hearing is not likely to be the spectacle that Cohen's was. Cohen is heading to prison in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.